Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Dalet in Masechta Seiruvin. It's the 304th daf in Shas. Our Gemara is going to analyze the statements of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, where we had learnt that if you have a courtyard and a porch, the relationship between different areas in the courtyard might depend on its height. For example, our Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, we'll talk about the statement of the Mishnah that once you have an area, a mound, that is 10 tefachim or higher, then it is connected to that porch area. The Gemara is going to define what exactly is that porch area and why it is that if it's above 10 tefachim, it's related to the porch. The Gemara will go on to discuss these halachas throughout Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. And then we'll begin discussing on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the halachos of the Mishnayis, on a little bit later on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and that is carrying from two porches that are above 10 tefachim. But these are regular porches, but they're porches that are standing over the sea. The daf then will conclude with the halacha of a roof that's close to a Rishus HaRabim, when one is allowed to carry on it and when one is not. Let's Bezer Hashem begin. Four lines from the bottom on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Tnan. Anshei Chotzer v'Anshei Mirpeset. If you have people in a courtyard and in a porch. Sheshachov v'lo irvo. That they forgot and they did not make an Erev together. Kol shegvo asar tefachim l'mirpeset. We learned in our Mishnah. If there's an area of the Chotzer that's 10 tefachim high, then it's connected to the Mirpeset and one is allowed to carry from the Mirpeset. Now, Mirpeset happens to be modern Hebrew. I'm recording this in Artsenu HaKadosha, where we use the word Mirpeset to refer to as a porch. So let's go with that colloquialism, although we will see the Gemara will test that out in different directions. So let's talk about a porch. If you have a porch hovering over a chatzer, the area of the chatzer is above 10 tefachim, is therefore ascribed to the porch and not to the chatzer. And therefore you could carry from that area to the porch, but you cannot carry from the chatzer to it. Pachas mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's ascribed lichatzer. Kesav gedaitach mai mirpeset, what does the word mirpeset mean? Bnei aliyah. Literally, bnei aliyah means that people from the attic. If you take a look at the diagram in the Hod v'Hodor, it's diagram Tuf Ayin Ches, we see a mirpeset that looks like a porch, except that it's not used as a porch the way a porch is often used today, that it's used for people to stand on to sit and as a living quarters, but rather there is a ladder that goes up to a porch-like area, which then has another ladder that reaches to an attic or a second floor. Umay karlo merpeset, and why is it called a merpeses? Because salkimi merpeses, that you go from the merpeses into that house. If you're going to say that, Alma kol lezeh b'shulshul ulebezeh b'zrika noisne noisai lezeh shebeshulshul. Now the Gemara brings a raya from this Mishnah to the machlokis of Rav and Shmuel that we had in yesterday's daf. Rav, seven lines from the bottom on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, had told us that if you have an area where it could be reached from, let's say, the chotzer through zrika by throwing it on top of the mound of 10 tefachim, versus something above where you could lower and raise. Shilshul means to lower. Rav says that area is aser both to the shilshul area, that means above, as well as the zrika area, which is below. And Shmuel says it's ascribed to the shilshul area. So our Gemara analyzes that we see that over here it's ascribed to the Bnei Aliyah because you could lower it down, like the opinion of Shmuel. So Gemara answers, Kida Amar Rav Huna La'oisan Hadarin Bimirpeset. Rav Huna told us that when we're talking about the porch itself, so then in such a case the porch is parallel to the tail, and if that's so, then for those people who live on the Mirpeset, it is naturally associated with the Mirpeset, even without Shulshul. Hachanami Losan Hadarin Mirpeset. Therefore, we could say we're talking about the case of those who live on the Mirpeset. Asking Gemara Yachim HaSeifa, what about the Seifa? What did we learn in the Seifa of the Mishnah? Pachas Mikan L'Chotzer, that if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's ascribed to the Chotzer. Amai
Leze Pesach, uleze be Pesach. Who? Oh, Shlomo Zalman walked in, he has a question. Why then in the Sefer is it ascribed to the Chatzer? If at the end of the day,
it's easy to go from the Mirpeset to the mound, as well as from the mound to the Chatzer.
So the Gemara says, you're right, we should reread the Mishnah. Mai lechatzer, af lechatzer, ushnehen asurin.
That'll be both to the Chatzer, and therefore it's going to be Aser.
Hachanan mistavim ediktani seif, we learn the seif of Bamedvar marmurim besmucha. When do we say that the mound is connected to the Mirpeset? Only when it's close to it. Avol mufleges, if it's far away, mufleges afilu gevoa yutfachim lechatzer, it goes to the Chatzer. Now, what does it mean it goes to the Chatzer even though it's 10 tvachim? Because it's far away from the porch. My lechatzer, ilay melechatzer v'shari, if we're going to say that it's connected to the Chatzer and you're allowed to carry from the Chatzer to the mound, how could that be? Amai reshusa ditarvayu, who? It's related in two different directions. On the one, it's above 10, therefore the Mirpeset. So how can you say it's entirely related to the Chatzar? On the other hand, it's distant, but it's not directly related to the Mirpeset. Elamai lechatzar, af lechatzar, ushnein asurim. What does it mean, lechatzar? It means as well as to the Chatzar, and both are going to be asur. Hachanami, mai lechatzar, af lechatzar, ushnein asurim, shmamino. We have a raya. That when it says af lechatzar, it doesn't mean that it's mutter, but rather there are times when lechatzer means that's ascribed also to the chatzer and torn in two different directions, and then there are two different rishiyos that are connected to it, and of course, in such an instance, an eruv needs to be made if there are two different rishiyos to be able to carry in either of them. Unless an eruv is made, and to be able to carry between both of them, the eruv is going to have to be made between both of them. The Gemara continues to relate the Mishnah to the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel of whether lowering down relates the domain to the upper domain, the ability to lower down, or not. And one if there you were able to relate to one of the domains through Zerika, throwing, as opposed to Shilshul. The opinion of Shmuel is that Shilshul wins. Let's analyze the Mishnah, continues the Gemara. Tanan Chulyas Habar, if we have the edge of a pit, we learned on the Mishnah on the base, Bar Vahasela, Shein Gvoen Asar, if it's 10 Tvachim High, Limer Peset, it automatically is ascribed to the porch. Pachos Mikan Lechatzer, if it's less than that, it's ascribed to the Chatzer. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna taught, Laosan Adarim Bimer Peset, for those who live in the porch, where it isn't a case of shulshul, then it would be acceptable. However, as Rashi explains, if we would learn that it applies even to the attic, so then we see that shulshul is what trumps. And that would be a raya to the Shita of Shmuel and against Rav. So the answer is we're not talking about relating to the attic, only to the Mirpesa, which is on the same plane, which doesn't require neither shulshul nor zrika. Asks the Gemara, Teinach Sela, I understand if we're talking about a rock, Bor Maikal Meimar. But if we're talking about a pit, so then in such a case, you can't say that it's on even level to the porch. We're talking about a pit that's full of water. And this takes us into the big sugya of filling up from a pit on Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss many instances, many different circumstances that will be coming up, coming attractions. Bezer Hashem in the daf. So the Gemara says, "Bembar melea mayim maskina." Such an instance where it's full of water, then in such a case, there isn't a distance of 10 tfachim from the mirpeset to the water. Asks the Gemara, "Va'achasra." But the more you fill up from the pit, the lower the pit is going to come. And then in such a case, you'll need to lower down, and you're going to have to do shulshul. And according to Rav, that should be a problem. Answers the Gemara, Kivan de Chimal Yashari, since it's permissible when it's full, Ki Chasra Nam Yashari, even if it becomes less, it has that original status. Ask the Gemara, why do you say that? Adarabah, Kivan de Chichasra Asira, once it's less, it should be Asir, and therefore the argument should go in the opposite direction. Kimal Yanami Asira, even when it's filled up, it should be problematic. Elo Amar Abaye, Hacha B'Bar Melea Peiro Yisai Skinan. We're talking about a pit that's full of fruits. Asking Mar, but you're going to take that out as well, and then you're going to need to lower from the merpeset to the pit. And in such a case, according to Rav, it should be problematic. V'achasri. When you take it out, it's going to be a problem. Answers the Gemara, betivla. We're talking about a case where they're tevel. Rashi explains that fruit that is tevel is what's called muktza machmas iser, because you're not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos, and it can't be moved. And for that reason, the distance between the merpeset and the pit that also has fruits inside will be constant, will not change over Shabbos. Dekanami diktani dumya de sela. It also says a sela, a rack. And a rack, also Rashi explains, does not have anything removed from it. Shmamino. This is a right. Ask the Gemara, v'lamali misna bar, v'lamali misna sela. Why do we need to mention both a pit and a rack? They mean the same halacha, and that is that they're of the same height. And since they're of the same height, you're allowed to carry according to Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, tzricha, we need both cases. The Ashmin itself, it would have said just a rack, the lekel migzar. There's no reason to make a gzeira, lest it be come lower, and then you'll come to Shilshul, which is Aser, according to Shmuel. Avobar, ligzar, but by a pit that's filled with fruits, we should make gzeira. Zim demali peras mesukan, and maybe it's going to be filled with peras that are mesukan, that are fixed, that are not tevel, they're not prohibited to be eat. And then in such a case, the people could take out the fruits, and then eventually they'll come to be meshalshul, which is Aser, according to Shmuel. Tzricha, we need both cases. Tashma Ligmar attempts to bring a riot within the Machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. Anshe Chotzer, Anshe Aliyah, Sheshacho. You have people in a courtyard and in an attic that forgot Velo Irvo and they didn't make an Erev. Anshe Chotzer, Mishdamshin, Basara HaTachtonim. The people in the Chotzer are allowed to be metaltel, take back and forth items that are within Tent Vachim against the wall from the ground. And those who are in the attic, they're allowed to partake and move things that are more than 10 tefachim from the ground. What's an example? If you have a shelf that comes out of the wall, the items that are on the shelf, if the shelf is less than 10 tefachim to the ground, it's considered part of the chatzer. Above 10 is considered to the people of above. Deduces the Gemara, ha debini bini, aser. What happens if it's in between? Rashi explains that when we say above 10 tefachim for the Bnei Aliyah, that means that above 10 tefachim means in the area of the Aliyah within its 10 tefachim. But what happens, let's say the Aliyah is 30 tefachim from the ground. So within the bottom 10 from the ground, that goes to the chatzer. From 20 to 30, that goes to the Aliyah. What about between 10 and 20? Smashma, that would be Aser. Rashi explains that this is a riot to the Shita of Rav that says that despite the fact that you could do Shilshul, nevertheless, it's Aser. Rav Nachman comes along and explains. We could explain even according to Shmuel. Hacha bekosel tisha Aser askinan. We're talking about a wall that's 19 tefachim tall, viziz yotze mimenu lamata me'asara, and there is a shelf that goes out within 10 tefachim. Lezebe pesach v'lezebe shilshul. In such a case, if it's within 10 tefachim from the ground, it's connected to the chatzer because within 10 in the ground. At the same time, the attic is maximum 10 tefachim, which means it's within the area of Shilshul. Now, in this case, Shmuel would not stake his position. Shmuel stuck his position in a case of where you had a relationship between Shilshul from above and Zrika from below. But in this case, there isn't the relationship of Shilshul from below, but rather it's a case in from above it's Shilshul, and below, it's less than 10 tefachim. It's not a case of Zrika. If that's so then Shmuel will be moda to Rav. L'mala me'asar, and if it's above 10, l'zeh b'pesach v'l'zeh b'zrika. Then also, we don't have a case of Shnehem b'pesach, but rather one is with a Pesach, and the other is through Zrika. And that also is not the instance in the Machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, the case of Bini Bini does not get involved at all with the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and the Ritva fleshes out that the case of Beini Beini would be where it's 9.5 tefachim from the ground, because there, in such a case, it's tashmish l'shnehem bePesach. Take a look at Rashi that discusses why we mentioned it was an instance of 19 tefachim from the ground and not 20. We put a period and we go to Amud Beis, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Toshma, another raya within the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, if you have Shulshul and Zrika, which is going to win? Shteg Zuz Dros Zulamala Mizu. This is the Mishnah later on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, that there are two porches that are hovering over a river. Think of the Thames River, where there are houses, if I'm not mistaken, that are on the banks of the river. You could find this in the Hod V'Hadar on page Tuf Pei Beis. So what's the status about carrying between them? One is more higher up than the other. And what's the status in regards to carrying from the water? All this is spelled out in these Mishnayos. Asu le'el yona v'lo asu le'tachtona. The halacha is that you make mechitzos, Rashi explains in Shteguz Ustros, for the upper porch, and one is allowed to lower the bucket through those mechitzos and fill up from the water. Here we introduce the idea of pi tikra yored v'sosim, that we, once there is a mechitza of ten tefachim, we descend it, allow it to descend all the way into the water, which is a kula that the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph told us in regards to filling up water. However, over here, since he only made mechitzas on the top one, and he didn't do from the bottom one, then in such a case, you can't carry. You can't lower the water. Why? Because both gezustros are going to end up using those mechitzos on the upper one, and then in such a case, you need to make an Erev between them. It's prohibited until they make an Erev. So what do we see? We see that when it comes to the Shulshul from lowering down from the above, it does not make it the more dominant of the two Rishuyos. And we consider the Halacha to be that both of them need to be Ma'arev. And the svara that we had, according to Shmuel, that says that the shilshul is the dominant way of relating to another rishus, then the halacha should be that since the upper one is going to do shilshul, that he's not connected to the lower one. And we should not say that each one should be oser on the other, because the bottom one will only be able to use zrika. And Shilshul beats out Zrika. So it's a raya to Shmuel who says that Shilshul beats out Zrika. Amar Vada Barava, Biboin B'nei Tachtona Derech Elyona Lemalos. Here we're talking about that the people in the lower one also use Shilshul through the upper one as well. If their relationship would only be through Zrika, between the lower one and the upper one, so then in such a case, the upper one, since it does shulshul, that's the dominant feature, and the lower one does an aser. However, as you see in diagram Tuf Pei Beis, again, there we have the lower one actually doing shulshul through the upper one, because otherwise he won't be able to fill up the water because you need mechitzas of 10, and that's why each one is going to aser on the other. Abayi omer kigon de kayomim besoch hador sara dahadodi. We're talking about a case where the two porches, the two gizestros, are within 10 tefachim of each other. V'lomi boi kamar. And the Mishnah is spelling out two different cases. Lomi boi asal tachtona v'lo asal al yona dasir. Certainly, in a case, if you had mechitzas made for the lower one, then certainly the fact that the upper one is within 10 tefachim, it will aser. The kivin the bekoi yod da adodi kaimin aser na adodi. They aser onto each other. Ela filu asal al yona. But what happened if you made mechitzas for shilshul for the top one? Velo asal the tachtona. And the lower gizistra, the lower porch, didn't have anything designed for lowering or raising. Salka daita chamina, I would have thought, kimna lezeh benachas lezeh bekasha, since it's easy to lower down from the upper one, and from the lower one, it can't be done. Leisve lezeh shetashmisha benachas, we should at least allow and say, well, the upper one can lower down. Kamash malon, the chidush is, kimna bego asara kaimin asana dodi, that since the lower one is within 10, it still asers onto each other. Ki adam Rav Nachman amar Shmuel, like Rav Nachman taught in the name of Shmuel, gag hasamach l'rishus harabim, if there is a roof that is next to rishus harabim, tzarech sulam kavua lahatira, you need a full-fledged ladder that is implanted into the building in order to be able to carry. Rashi explains that we're talking about carrying from the attic to the roof, that you need a full-fledged ladder to be able to do it. Because if a ladder is made, then that shows that he's interested in using the roof not as an enjoyment to the Rishus HaRabim, but rather as a joint to the cellar. The attic. Sulam kavua in, but only if it's a full-fledged permanent ladder. Sulam arai lo, but a temporary ladder would not work. My time, Allah mishum, the kivin de betoch asara, da adodi kaimin, Asrin Adadi, since the roof is close to the Rishus HaRabim, it's within 10 Tfachim, so then in such a case, they would Asr each other, unless there is an absolute demarcation that shows that it's entirely supposed to be removed from that which is within 10 Tfachim. And therefore, in this case, in the Gzustara, since they're within 10 to each other, they're going to Asr. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Pshat of Daf Pei Dalet. And please look for the adjoining file to the halacha for the daily from the daily daf.